This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. The transition continues for Donald Trump, and the rubbernecking outside of the White House continues as well. Donald Trump says we're very, very organized. What does it look like as far as who some of these cabinet positions will turn out to be? Some of the appointments would include Rudy Giuliani, the Secretary of State. That's been discussed a lot. I think you can almost seal that deal. Right now we go to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Bob, so it just continues. It's been a week ago that Donald Trump was elected, and now it's about his transition and cabinet appointments and whatnot. And there's already been some rumbling, some shakeups among even the transition team, correct?
Well, that's right. Mike Rogers, Kate, who I served with in Congress, he became chair of the Intel Committee later on. In fact, I talked with him in July at the convention, and he was quite kind of uncertain what he was going to do at that time. Well, he got on the transition team, and today he left it of his own accord. So, you know, he's off. I'm not sure why yet. A lot of speculation. But on top of it, names are being added here and there. Some of them aren't valid. Some of them are. Giuliani, I think, Giuliani is going to get whatever he wants. If he wants
right.
to be Secretary of State, he will be. I don't think he wants justice, and I really don't think he wants Homeland Security for two different reasons. I mean, who really would want justice, which is going to be redone top to bottom? And then also he, you know, was so good in 911. What's he want to go, you know, back into that for? I think Secretary of State's what he's going to choose, which is a relief to some people because, Bolton, John Bolton was considered, which made a lot of people cringe. So Giuliani probably will get that. And then in some internal, you know, shakeups are, and some arguments are starting and some controversy, but it's going to flush out. If Trump doesn't pick a cabinet fast and get everything going, then the trains running when he takes office are going to be a bit delayed, and that's never good.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about there's some changes and you don't want to see those delays, I thought one of the interesting stories was Jared Kushner, who is the husband
right.
of Ivanka Trump. His father, Charles Kushner, is a real estate developer, and he was basically, for lack of explaining this whole long, convoluted story, he was put in prison partially because of Chris Christie. So that makes more
right.
sense as to why Chris Christie is not going to have any role or anyone close to Chris Christie because of the Kushner thing.
I mean, it's amazing when you start to look at some of these things that they didn't jump out at you, you know.
No.
During the election. Can I give you a really good tidbit for your show?
Yeah.
Every morning, I would wake up in Federal Corrections, Morgantown, West Virginia, correct?
Yeah.
And I would look right across from me, across the hallway, and who I would wave to? Ed Mezvinsky, Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law.
Oh, you're kidding.
That never came out in the election either.
Gosh.
We used to joke about running for governor. He was a Democrat, former congressman, and we would run for governor against each other, governor of the prison. Yes,
governor of the prison.
Every morning. How's that for a tidbit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Point I wanted to make today, this is very fascinating. In my old stomping ground, Nancy Pelosi was supposed to have her election Thursday, and if you're running for minority leader of the House, and Speaker Ryan was, you know, anointed today unanimously for the Republicans, you don't have those elections stalled whatsoever. And Nancy Pelosi had to put that election for minority leader off till the 30th of November. She said, you know, she did it willingly, but frankly, she didn't. You don't do that. You get that election done right off the bat.
Right.
Now, yes, and Tim Ryan, who is an Ohio congressman, Kate, has said he's interested in that. So that does not bode for a smooth transition for the Democratic side.
Yeah, and he's like in his 40s. Pelosi's, what, 76, something
76.
Like that. Yeah, and most likely I would think Ryan, I don't know, I would think that they would line up for Ryan, make a big switch there perhaps.
Well,
that makes
Ryan,
sense.
By the way, is a very charismatic guy. He's an Ohioan. I served with him. Very charismatic. He's a blue-collar Democratic member and very appealing to blue-collar workers who, you know, were obviously lost from the Democratic side to Donald Trump. And he's actually saying, look, I can bring them back in the fold. Nancy Pelosi simply can't.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. How about President Obama on, you know, talking about crude nationalism because of Trump's victory, talking at a news conference on the last trip overseas, saying that, you know, he had tapped into a troubling strain of rhetoric. Do you think that's going to get worse? What do you think happens there?
Well, you know, in the press corps, including myself, we all applauded him this morning from yesterday's press conference. He did quite well. He was, I thought, very insightful, you know, tried to avoid some horrible comments about Trump politically that maybe were made. I thought, you know, as many did, it was really a wonderful press briefing yesterday. And then he went to Greece and really kind of crossed over the line, went a little bit farther than he needed to,
mm-hmm.
about nationalism and crude nationalism and winning presidential elections. Kind of, I don't know, it took me back a little bit because he did so, so balanced yesterday. He was so balanced.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I'd say the same thing. It's going to be interesting. This is going to be a very, I think, wild presidency to cover, don't
yes.
you?
Hang on.
Like a yes. Hang on.
Correct.
Perfect place to end this. Thanks so much. See you again,
you,
Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, good
Thanks.
Stuff. Okay. All right, coming up, some odds and ends here on America Tonight. So outside of the political arena, believe it or not, there are other things happening, like police shutting down the Oklahoma City airport, like Tony Romo, because, you know, we do our nail the score thing, holding an emotional press conference, basically saying, almost like a concession speech, reminding me of politics, that this is it for his team, and he's backing up Dak, and it's very hard to watch what's happening, but he's a team guy. And then college's top four, the college football selection committee, making their choices. Why do you care about that? Because we now have a playoff system, and some of you have various alma maters or just teams that you cheer for or that your kids go to school there or whatever. And people are watching to see what happens as we get closer to bowl season. You know, how's that? And three NBA teams say, we're not staying at Trump hotels anymore because we don't like them. We don't like the rhetoric, and we're not going to stay there any longer. Who are the three teams that say they will not stay at the Trump hotels? We'll tell you next here on America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
How about the Corn Crib Blues?
How about Ground Control? Want to do that one now?
Never heard it. Ground Control to Major Tom. Ground Control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground Control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Love that Bowie song, Ground Control to Major Tom. That was pretty good. An ode to David Bowie, I would say. So as we hang here on ATN, I said there'd be some odds and ends. And let's stick with the politics of politics for a quick second here. The NBA teams ditching the Trump-branded hotels are the Milwaukee Bucks, Memphis Grizzlies, and the Dallas Mavericks. Not a surprise when you think of Mark Cuban's stance against Donald Trump. So the Bucks tried to cancel reservations at Chicago's Trump International Tower and Hotel for their preseason meeting with the Bulls on October 3rd and have other plans for their two trips to Chicago during the regular season. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, Bucks owner Mark Lazary both supported Hillary Clinton pretty powerfully during her campaign. Like I say, it's a no-brainer. So they even though they all did say after the election, we'll give them a chance, but they are not taking their teams there. They are pulling their business from those hotels. All right, moving on to, I think it was a scary moment at an airport. Here we go again. And this time, what gives? I mean, what's going on with the sniper who was trying, I think, just to randomly shoot people and did hit a target. in Oklahoma City at the airport there, the Will Rogers World Airport, if you've ever been through there, was an ambush attack of an airline employee on Tuesday afternoon. The gunman, of course, was later found dead. What he did was he was outside the airport in a premeditated attack waiting for someone or some people. Michael Winchester was shot walking between a crowded terminal and the airport employee parking lot. The suspect then fatally shot himself because they were crawling. The cops were crawling all over the airport parking lots to find the gunman, knowing that he would have been in a car somewhere. They immediately responded. They did a great job of that. And they finally found him. He killed himself so is what they're saying, in a truck parked in a nearby lot. They say he knew, according to the police captain, the shooter knew the victim's schedule and routine. He went there, waited for him to be either coming or going, and they wouldn't say conclusively it was sniper-like, but, you know, it's interesting. The guy who was shot is somebody I knew his name somewhere. His name is Michael Winchester. He was a former punter for the Sooners in the 80s, and he played for a national championship team, but now works with Southwest Airlines, and he's an employee of them, and he's the father of an NFL football player, James Winchester, who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. So he was injured, but you know, he was injured during a shooting and died from the injuries. And Southwest just announced not too long ago. They said the statement, because I got the statement, they used to say it was with great sorrow that Southwest Airlines confirms that an employee who was injured during a shooting at Will Rogers Airport has died from the injuries. We continue to work with the local authorities investigating the incident. As a result of the police investigation, the local flights were stopped. The airport handles about 8,000 passengers a day for several airlines, Southwest being one of them, United, Delta, etc. Boy, oh boy, it's sad to see that. I mean, of course, awful. The details of why he was targeted and etc., that part still is unknown, but it was very scary during the day, like I said, where they shut down the airports because, of course, that's what they had to do. What were they going to do? In an effort to try to find him and to keep everybody safe who was coming in or out of that airport. So pretty sad, that's for sure. As we traverse in a couple of different directions, sports-wise, I got to lay this one on you in odds and ends. Tony Romo, there's been so much conversation about Tony Romo and how do you handle when you just get injured, but you're gone for so long that your unlikely backup, who is the fourth round pick, becomes the quarterback for the team and is just absolutely sensational. And your team is 8-1, but you're the veteran quarterback who's never had to give up the reins to anybody else. Now you're ready to come back, but it's not your team anymore because you haven't really played in a year in a preseason game where you were hurt. And that was that. So Tony Romo pretty much acknowledged his place behind Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, but he said he was still competitive. He read a prepared statement, like a politician, almost like concession speech, as I mentioned before, didn't take any questions from the media, and talked about that he knew the team was Dak Prescott's. He broke a bone in his back in August, and that's what allowed Dak Prescott to take over the team. Romo said Prescott deserved to maintain the starting role after leading the Cowboys to 8 consecutive wins. So class act, I think, for him to do that, but had to be very, very tough for him to have that press conference where you could see he had pulled his lid down, his cap down, and just read from the statement that he had prepared. Of course, not used to having to give up the reins, but congratulating Dak Prescott for his play and remembering that he was there at one point. Everett is listening to us in the great state of Washington. Hey, Everett.
Yeah, I think Roma did a class act there, but you forgot about Kaepernick there. Didn't vote, and after he had that protest and everything, what a jerk.
Yeah, after he had the pro, I agree with you. For anyone who didn't vote and then they're protesting, I mean, I agree. Come on, give me a break with that. Yeah.
Then they wonder why nobody, the ratings are down, nobody's watching it. I know when I watch a game, I wait about 10 minutes. Yeah, I was disrespecting the flag and everything. I just don't want to watch that.
Yeah. Well, I think the point was made already, so move on from it. I think, you know, with the game after game after game, I agree with you. I mean, it's anyone's right to protest. I personally like you. I don't like it. I think there are other ways to do that, and especially to drag it out. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, they should do that after the game or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some days when people want to kick back and, you know, they don't want, you know, they listen to the news all week and they don't want to hear all that bull.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's for sure, Everett. I absolutely agree with you. Thanks for the call. As Everett said, you know, hey, it's Sunday and people don't want to hear that. But the reason Kaepernick did that is because he knew he had the big audience. But here's the thing. I think now the point's made. I mean, come on, give me a break. I don't think that's doing anything to change anything by continuing to do this, you know, to do the same thing. So now he explains, as Everett said, why he didn't vote. He said he didn't vote in last week's presidential election. He was never even registered to vote because, of course, you know, a reporter was going to look that up. He said, this is what he said. He said, it would be hypercritical of me to vote. I said from the beginning I was against oppression. I was against the system of oppression. I'm not going to show support for that system. And to me, the oppressor isn't going to allow you to vote your way out of oppression. That's a lot of oppression words. Of course, he became a lightning rod in the summer during the preseason when he refused to stand during the anthem. And now that continues, and now he's the quarterback of the 49ers, so that the whole thing has continued. What's interesting is ahead of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer-Chicago Bears game, wide receiver Mike Evans wouldn't stand for the national anthem, responding to Trump winning the presidential election. He said after the game that was his reason for not standing, and he said, of course, different from Kaepernick. But, you know, I mean, we've already seen this. Kaepernick says that he's received death threats for what he's done. He said he's come under fire. And he said, you know, he was asked if there was more of a sense of urgency with his cause now that Trump has been elected. And he said, I think everybody should feel urgency to make sure we're doing the right things, build things the right way in order to be able to protect ourselves from the things that may come from this. So there you go. Coming back, we dovetail back into some odds and ends coming out of Washington, the tsunami, in just a moment.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Shoes at one of his tables in Atlantic City. The transition team has been shuffled up, looking to people who are loyalist to him for the cabinet. That makes sense that he would look to people that are loyal to him. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Roy Beck, a conversation with Roy Beck. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. He has worked with the president-elect on his immigration policy. So I can't wait to hear what Roy has to say about those conversations. A lot of immigration talk heading into January and Trump taking over the Oval Office. So an architect of the anti-immigration efforts, who says he's another one who's advising President-elect Trump, said the new administration can push ahead rapidly on the construction of that wall without getting immediate congressional approval. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who helped write immigration laws in Arizona and some other places, said that Trump's policy advisors had discussed drafting a proposal for his consideration to reinstate a registry for immigrants from Muslim countries. Kobach is a key member of the transition team. He says he's participated in regular conference calls with about a dozen Trump immigration advisors for the past 2 to 3 months. So that conversation with Roy Beck is going to be really interesting because he's been part of that transition as well. Trump, who, of course, last week beat Hillary Clinton to win the presidency, made that building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border a central issue of the campaign, as you all know, and has pledged to really step up immigration enforcement against the 11 million, which I think is higher than that, but whatever, undocumented immigrants. And he says he supports extreme vetting of Muslims entering the United States as a national security measure. So that's a question of what does that mean and what does that look like. So, you know, Kobach helped design a program called the National Security Entry Exit Registration System when he was serving under George W. Bush's Department of Justice after the September 11th attacks on the United States by Al-Qaeda militants, is what I'll call them. So he's familiar with this territory. He's worked on in other areas. I mentioned Arizona. He helped draft the Arizona law that required the state and local cops, basically, to check the immigration status of people stopped by police. Parts of that law, remember, was poker red hot, opposed by civil rights groups. It was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2011. So I can't wait to see what happens with that. All right, so the transition team, worth mentioning here, because all eyes are on, well, now it's like 60-some days. I don't know what it is exactly. I want to say it's 69 days, something like that. But Trump did shuffle the deck, as I described it. He organized some other people to be part of the whole vetting thing. And names that are coming up include, you know, for senior economic positions, campaign finance chair, Wall Street veteran Steve Mnuchin is somebody who's coming up as Treasury Secretary. Also, Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary. Somebody else who, you know, Chris Christie's name was there, but Chris Christie is not, he's not going to be part of this since he put Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law's father, in prison. I mean, that whole thing is dead in the water. In fact, Mike Rogers, who a former congressman from Michigan, who was mentioned as a possible pick for CIA director, leaving the transition team makes sense. Rogers had worked with Chris Christie, so Christie was replaced by Pence as the head of the transition team, so that completely makes sense. So Trump does have fewer than 70 days until that January 20th inauguration to settle on cabinet members and other appointees. You know how many positions you have to fill? You may have heard this number. You know how I talk about numbers on this show. 4,000 open slots. Now, some of those are assistants to assistants to all of that, and I don't know how he wouldn't go very deep there. But 4,000 positions is what you're talking about when you take over. Ted Cruz, who ran against Trump, remember how cantankerous that was, for the Republican nomination, came by for a meeting. He told reporters he was looking forward to fighting hard to actually accomplish and deliver promises made during the election. So Cruz now is a name that is being thrown about as attorney general. And maybe Cruz is the guy, because that's a pretty big position. Rudy Giuliani being considered for Secretary of State. That's not necessarily surprising. Retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. He is a leading candidate for National Security Advisor. You know, he's called for the U.S. to pull back from protecting allies like South Korea and Japan, the money that's being spent there. Trump has filled just the two spots officially, so you know if you're tuning in. Reince Priebus, he's the White House Chief of Staff, because he's certainly of all the work that he did with Congress and helping Trump to get elected and all of that. So that's done. And then Steve Bannon, chief strategist, he's secured in that spot. He's the former Breitbart news chief. So he's in place. Those two have those positions. I don't think that changes. It's already been said. And we'll see who else is what you would call a loyalist to Trump that fills in a spot. Ben Carson's name keeps coming up, and he says he's not going to be part of the cabinet. That he said his life has not prepared him to be a cabinet secretary. When he said that, I thought, well, wait a second. You can't be a cabinet secretary, but you were running for president. But anyway, he decided that, you know, even if that was going to be offered, he was not interested in that spot. So there's somebody who you can just take out of the deck. He's not gonna be there. All right, and I'm gonna bounce to business for a second, because then when we get deeper into the year, when we talk about the end of the year, and we talk about stories that happened, and we fly into next year, certainly. We know in this show we talk about business all the time. An interesting kind of little nugget I found today, Snapchat. You know, you have so many forms of social media. For some of you who listen and are not at all savvy with social media and don't care about social media, there's this thing called Snapchat where you put something out and it disappears after a while. So unlike anything else that's put out there, it comes and it goes. Snapchat has filed for initial public offering. This is a company that they say could be valued at $20 to $25 billion. It would make it the largest IPO since the e-commerce giant Alibaba went public 2 years ago, valued at $170.9 billion. It would be the largest technology IPO since Facebook in 2012. So Snapchat did file with the SEC to do that. And, you know, with less than $1 billion in revenue, you can file for an IPO, and they can test investors' appetites while keeping financials confidential. So they did do that. They filed with the SEC under the U.S. Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act. That's the act that allows you to do it so that you see if it's there and enough people will support it that it's worth the IPO. I would think this could explode the whole Snapchat thing. You know, it's funny how technology moves so fast in the world of business, the app. And Snapchat, rather, which was started just in 2012, is a free mobile app that does allow people to send photos that vanish within seconds. It has a 100 million active users. 60%, you ready for this? 60% are age 13 to 24. So that's how you can reach millennials, the coveted group coming up, bringing up the rear. And it's got a lot of money behind it, so I would think it would be a no-brainer to do an IPO for Snapchat. Gotta love something that disappears, right? So people put things out and then, boom, it's gone within seconds. Very, very different from Facebook, very different from Twitter. I mean, you can get rid of things, you can delete things, but it's just not the same as you pump it out there, somebody sees it, and c'est la vie. If you missed it, that's it. Because you get one shot. You get one shot at looking at it, and then otherwise, bye-bye, it's out of there. It just vanishes before your eyes. As we're talking about business, and we're talking about this transition. Coming back, many of you had something to say about transition teams and walls and even the Oklahoma City airport after the fatal shooting being shut down. We're checking the mail next here on America Tonight.
Yeah. If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, lots of mail in the mailbag. Everything from the scare at the Oklahoma City airport to who's going to be in the White House and what do I think is going to happen as far as the transition is concerned. So let's jump to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, so this one is from Joseph. Kate, you won't believe what's happening in Oklahoma City. I just left the airport, and now it seems it's shutting down. I flipped on the radio to hear that everything was halted at the airport, horrified about some sort of ambush attack on an employee in the afternoon. Do you know any more details? I talked about this earlier. Yes. Michael Winchester was shot walking between the terminal and the airport. Apparently, it looks like he was stalked. Sad, sad deal here. He was hit pretty badly and later died. So Southwest Airlines announced that he had died. Former punter for the Oklahoma Sooners. His son is a football player for the Kansas City Chiefs. An all-around terrible story. The airport was shut down for a while. Police were all over looking for the gunman. They eventually found that person in another parking lot, and he had died of a looked like a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Still investigating more specifics on what happened there and why he was targeted, so it looks like. But, boy, with all the traffic that comes in and out of there, everything, I mean, what happened was they suspended all arrivals and departures and all of that kind of thing for a while, not knowing the specifics of who was doing what and what had happened. They showed a picture. It was terrible. There was blood on the street that was the way in, the employee's way into the airport. And Mike Winchester, like I mentioned, was obviously sadly killed in the in that attack. But how crazy that you were coming from the airport and that happened. I mean, that has to take your breath away. You drive away from the airport, then you find, oh, right behind me, like minutes later, the whole thing is being shut down. Okay, we move on to this one from Tiff, who says, Katie, I've been listening to the show now for 6 months. I have to say I really, really enjoy your show. I was wondering who you think Donald Trump will put in some of these important positions. Who do you think Secretary of State's going to be? That was on my mind. And what do you see happening in some of the other key posts? Well, I talked about this earlier, and I'll say it again if you just tuned in. We know some of the positions. I mean, we know two anyway. White House spokesperson is Reince Priebus, who was the head of the Republican National Committee. So he was running the show this election cycle and the last election cycle, and now he'll be running the show for Donald Trump. Steve Bannon also will play a big role in the Trump administration. Rudy Giuliani is going to get something. It looks like Secretary of State is probably where he ends up. And when you have 4,000 jobs, that's why they have these transition teams set up for the winner and the loser, because you don't know and you have to move so quickly. So there were Hillary people in place, a floor above the Trump people, getting the whole transition ready, because it's boom, 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 very, very quickly. Before you move into the White House, and you have to go through all of that, but also the appointments, the everything that it takes to be in a transition. And the appointments are number one, because you have to get everybody up to speed. In fact, Donald Trump had his first classified briefing. He got the same brief that Obama got, you know, the same security briefing that President Obama got, and that's what they start to do. They duplicate everything because he has to get up to speed. And apparently he wanted his son-in-law to be privy to the briefing, and they said no, because he doesn't have the top secret clearance, and he's not in that position where he would have access to that. But this will continue to ramp up. I mean, it's such a quick switch. Think about it. Think about organizations where you have a president and a president-elect, and sometimes now even a vice president. You could pick any organization, of course, much different than when you're talking about the leader of the free world. But even in those scenarios, there's files, there's watching and shadowing and handling meetings and doing all of that. And it's interesting on a different level to see the to see how this is being handled out of D.C. and how quickly you have to move. Very quickly. All right, how about this one? This one is from Cash, who says, Kate, I am so tired of these protests already. They have to stop the protests. I do say that people are entitled to march and picket and express themselves in this country, and I don't say it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing that we have democracy. However, enough is enough already. I mean, what is going on? Why protest on deaf ears? The election is over. The people have spoken, like it or don't like it. In fact, some people have been smart to say, let's give him a chance, let's give the president a chance. So I would think that these others who are frustrated, don't like some of the language, should just pay attention to what's actually going to happen once Trump takes over. You know, there still are protests. Over the weekend, the protests were so bad. I was working with someone in Los Angeles, and they were telling me that they had to get to work. They had to go down the 101, and they were blocked off for hours. They couldn't get home. They couldn't get in. They were furious. And they said, what does this do? This does nothing. This doesn't do anything, because you're just stopping people from doing what they have to do to make a living, and it's not changing anything that you're not happy about. So I would agree with that. I don't think that has completely subsided. There's other plans for rallies and whatnot, but going into the freeway, you know, that kind of crap has to stop. One, somebody's going to get hurt, and that's not a good thing. And it doesn't do anything. There are other places to protest. So I think crawling over a highway, a very busy highway in LA, okay, the point is made. I'd say ditch that right away. And people were arrested. And of the people arrested, there was like 69 out of 100 who hadn't even voted. So here we go again. Oh, you didn't vote, you're protesting. Great. And I know some of you are listening will say, oh, they're professional protesters, but not so. Yes, I don't doubt that some people were there, especially in some of the earlier protests, might have been paid. I know that that's off of Craigslist. We've seen that. You could go on Craigslist and you can look for yourself. But not the thousands of people in all these different cities. But regardless, I mean, listen, if you have these other people who are jumping in, it becomes scary where it could get out of control, and you have people protesting that didn't even vote. So I say this all the time. Look, to me, the most important right we have is the right to vote. So now you didn't vote, and you want to scream and yell in front of microphones, and you want to scream you hate Trump or you hate the organization that led to this, or, you know, anti-whatever. But you didn't even vote. You didn't even vote. If you were of age and you could vote. So Donald Trump ditched his press pool. There's been criticism over that. What he did was he went out to dinner, and a press pool is normally assigned to cover his movements, and they were surprised when he snuck out and went to the 21 Club for dinner. Whoops, he forgot to tell them. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The things you do. When I met you, I thought you was right. You married me and stayed out the first night. Do you think you treated your white knee right? Lord, I hate a man.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.